You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Yeah, I just got kind of curious as to how much face value is actually taking place in this conversation. In other words, is Kyle Shanahan, does he truly believe what he's saying? Does he truly believe, yeah, this is a young team. This is going to be a bumpy ride at times, and our hope is that we can sort of have it come together at the right time and then maybe make a run in the second half of the season. That's our hope. But, boy, we're just kind of trying to make the playoffs. Is that managing of expectations that the organization has decided are too high? Or does he actually believe that? I mean, I think like so many things, it's probably somewhere in the middle a little bit. It just sounded like the Niners a couple of weeks ago were so excited about their draft class, and now they're trying to almost push it a little bit the other direction. I mean, even hear what Robert Saleh said just a couple of days ago.
We may not know who they are till the midway point of the season. You know, they're rookies. As soon as we hit week one, it's going to start all over. They're going to be leaning on new bodies, new blocking schemes, and they've got to learn week to week what they're putting on tape and understand that part of the game that's happening in there. So right now, you just want to see those guys play as hard as they can, as violent as they can, and you trust that as they get more reps, they'll learn how to play the game a little bit better and get better every day.
I tell you what, I think the Niners are in a spot that traditionally can be a little bit dangerous to coaches, which is that there's these expectations sitting there that also go right along with admitted questions. And that's where coaches are in suddenly a tough spot. I think this is a little different because Kyle, Robert Saleh, these guys are accomplished. I don't think anybody's really worried about their job status right now. I don't think that. But in a traditional sense, if you're coaching a team that's got lofty expectations but is short on surefire talent, that's how people get in trouble.
They can, but I don't think that this regime, to your point, this regime is in no threat of that. Even if they run it back with another 6-11, I don't think that they have job status that's in jeopardy.
I agree.
Now, if you do go 6-11 again, then going into next year, okay, now we can talk a little bit about jeopardy or double jeopardy, but the roster they have here, and I'm looking at the 2019, I mentioned the rookies. They had the second year players, Mark, on that team. They had Fred Warner, you had DJ Reed, you had Emmanuel Mosley, Mike McGlinchey. These are all guys who played and played a lot as, quote, young players. Now, the big difference between 2019 and this year's team, and I looked this up to earlier in the show, the Niners win total over under going into that year was 8. Their over-under was 8. This year, it's 10.5. So even though this year they're coming off 6-11, the experts are like, oh, no, you're not going to fool us again, 10.5. This team was coming off a 4-12 year, and they set the over-under at 8.
Yep.
They won 13 games.
Yep.
And they won it with all those rookies I mentioned, all those first-year guys. You had George Kittle in his third year. Matt Breida, who announced his retirement today, by the way, was in his third year. DJ Jones. You had a lot of guys on both sides of the ball, like this year, either rookie, first year, or second year guys.
Yep. By the way, the Matt Breida thing is kind of fun because I always imagine, dude, if you're a football player, when you announce your retirement, I don't know how any of them don't cry. And I don't mean that because they're leaving the game. I mean that because they're leaving the pain. That's got to be such an emotional moment to finally get an opportunity to say, okay, this is not going to hurt anymore. And I know people will like, maybe you think that sounds kind of funny because you think that these guys are just Goliaths and they're monsters and just absolutely the toughest people on earth, and they are. But trust me when I tell you, having spoken to some who are retired, like August is a real mental challenge. When these guys are like, okay, hon, here we go.
Get the ice bath ready.
This is going to hurt every single day, and there's a really good chance we snap or break something. Really good chance. And you drive or get in a plane to go do this. Wow. And so good for you, Matt. Congratulations, Matt Breida. Thank you for being a good 49er, and go sit down.
Yeah. And even like thinking about it long term, and like Trent Williams, for example, like he's coming into his 14th or 15th camp. I don't know the exact number, but how many different years has he gone through exactly what you're describing, which is you kiss the wife, you say, all right, honey, I'll be home later, knowing full well that for the next 4 or 5 months, you're going to be in a tremendous amount of pain. And the other part is that hovering, lingering burden of knowledge that you're cutting your own life short from totally. A number of different aspects.
Yep.
Like, you're more likely than not to have a shorter life expectancy based on what you're about to do for the 14th consecutive year.
Yep.
And so the mental burden of that, and like, I think about George Kittle in this way because he's out there looking to make contact and put his helmet on people, and he loves it and he thrives on it. But at the same time, it's like, the physicality with which he plays, and he's now, 30 years old? Coming up on his 30-year-old season, I think?
George?
Yeah.
I think he's actually past that already, isn't he?
Yeah, you may be right, but you get to that point where you're continuing to do it and go out there and be violent, and it's got to be tough mentally, too.
32 in October.
32?
32 in October.
Man, okay.
Yeah, yeah. 888-957-9570, the number. Kirk Morrison joins us in about 3 or 4 minutes. By the way, a lot of people wondering if Brock Purdy is going to make his preseason debut coming up this weekend. Here's what Kyle Shanahan said about that today.
I'd like Brock to play. We'll see how, I haven't decided anything for sure yet. We'll watch this tape, but, I planned on getting these starters going. There might be a couple guys I rest, but there's not a lot of, especially on the defense, there's not a lot of healthy starters as it is, but I'll figure that out here in the next 24 hours, but I plan on some starters to play.
Okay. If we translate that, I would be very surprised if Brock doesn't get a little bit of time on Saturday. Brock has lobbied for it. Kyle is openly sort of sounding like he's open to it. It sounds like he just wants to make sure that they're going to get through whatever needs to happen between now and then and not be overly injured or in a bad spot. They're down 20 players right now.
Right.
They're down 20 players.
But you do have 90, so
yeah.
You can play a bunch of the twos and threes. And also, you do want some of the ones to play. And you made a point earlier about if you play Brock, then you do want to play some of his protection. I would be surprised, though, Mark, yes. If Trent Williams was out there. I'd be stunned if McCaffrey was out there. But you may want to go with every other starting offensive lineman, and you give Kittle a few series to go out there and hit some people. Other than that, I think you're going to start just about everybody.
You're probably right. I mean, if you want to get a sense of where the 49ers are on the whole Trent Williams thing, there's a great article, Vic Tafer in The Athletic, kind of gives a blow-by-blow of just exactly how things were feeling and how they were out at practice today. Shanahan said he definitely thought the Raiders were looking to engage. Quote, we had an idea of what we would walk into. He said, I have no problem with people fighting. I have a problem with you hurting your football team. So he went through all of that. And then they asked about Trent Williams, said he was a healthy scratch. And Shanahan said, quote, for who, for what? In other words,
Ricky Waters.
Why didn't Trent Williams do anything at practice today? For who? For what? So if that's any indication, yeah. Yeah, Trent Williams is not playing Saturday. I don't think he's going to play anything in the preseason at all.
No, and it really gives you no reason to go out there and do just that because, you know, the age and the fact that if something bad were to happen to Trent Williams, you don't have a backup who's anywhere close to as good as he's going to be. He's one of the most important people in this offense, so you got to keep him fresh.
He actually, Shanahan made a really interesting comment about Trent and protecting him in the preseason and joint practices. He said, quote, you only have so many bull rushes once you get to a certain age. And when you put a guy out there like Trent, I mean, everyone wants to measure themselves up against him. And then went on to say, so we're just going to be a little bit smarter with him. We'll see Trent on September 7th, 2025.
That's right.
Same day we meet Scott Hansen again this year.
Because that's an interesting point about Shanahan. Of course guys are going to try him. And if you're a rookie defensive end and you're a guy who's maybe a second teamer and you want to flash for your head coach and you want to make this team and you want to make a play and you're going up against Trent, yeah, you're going to give him every last bit of everything you have just to try to show out for your coach and take on a Hall of Famer, for crying out loud.
Absolutely. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. Absolutely open for your correspondence throughout the remainder here of this 5 o'clock hour. But we're excited right now to go out to the River Islands guest line and welcome in our buddy, former Raider, former NFLer, broadcaster now, Kirk Morrison on Willard and Dibbs, 95.7 The Game. Hey, Kirk, what's going on, man?
I'm doing great. How are we doing today, fellas?
We're doing fantastic. We're wondering how Vegas is and sort of what you think. I don't know, like everyone's always talking about the same thing here in August. Like, what do you think is the difference between the way these two teams will approach this week and this game, knowing that the Niners are probably a little bit more of an established veteran team? Like, what do you think we'll see Saturday philosophically?
You know, honestly, I don't think we see much. I think because of what we saw basically today here at the joint practices in Las Vegas, you got guys who got some good work throughout the day on both sides. I mean, on both sides of the team. But more importantly, though, I think it was a situation where the 49ers came in banged up. I mean, that was the story. It was like as soon as they got off the bus, Kyle Shanahan's like, hey, look, we got 25 guys banged up. So we want to just kind of get through this practice, but more importantly, see where they're at as a team, guys that they may need to lean on a little more in terms of getting ready for week number one. So just my assessment just off of the joint practice and what kind of came out of it was that the Raiders are still trying to solidify some position groups and the 49ers are just trying to make it to the make it to week one healthy.
Is that a dangerous place to be in if you're the Niners? Because you're more likely to be a little bit tentative, aren't you, if you're trying to just avoid injury?
Well, not necessarily tentative, but you're trying to see guys that you are going to be able to lean on. We already knew that this draft class of Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch is, one of the biggest classes they've had in their time together. So they were going to bring in a lot of guys, and now those guys are going to be called upon to play. So you have to see what you have, and you already mentioned it a little bit earlier, right? With this is a experienced group of 49ers in terms of your front line guys. So how much do you truly want to see when you kind of know what they are? Already can do. It's really about the guys who are new to the team that you need to see what they can do. I thought you got a chance to see that with the control practices today, but Saturday, I think, guys who are trying to prove and show that I can take what I've learned in the classroom, on the practice field, I can bring it into game situations, and that's really your young players.
Kirk Morrison is with us here on 95.7 The Game. Kirk, I think one of the questions we're trying to get to is, are expectations around the Niners correct? They are tied for the sixth or seventh highest Super Bowl odds team in the NFL right now, and they do have a bunch of great players. But as Kyle Shanahan's been talking about, tons of injuries and tons of brand-new rookies who will need to contribute. So what's your take on that?
I mean, this is what you pay your quarterback for. That regardless of what you have going on in terms of injuries or just the way that the team is being built and the rookies and all that, you just, this is what you pay your quarterback for. This is where Brock Purdy has to earn his money, earn his keep. I mean, I know you guys have seen these. All everybody's done a tier, right? I'm surprised you both haven't done a tier of quarterbacks, right? Everybody's like, oh, here's your top tier, and here's tier two, and here's tier three. You know, I'm not saying that Brock Purdy is Lamar Jackson or Joe Burrow or Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes. What I'm saying is that you're going to have to ask Brock Purdy to be a little more of those guys at the top that I just mentioned, all because of what you meant. So that's what I think the Super Bowl odds look at, is that who's that quarterback? Has he led you there before? Yes. Almost came into a victory, right? You go into overtime. That's what I'm just thinking right now as I look at it. The odds come from more about the quarterback and a team that still has some superstar all-pro talent that can bring along. How quickly do they bring along the rookies and first-year guys?
Forget the tiers part of it for a second, Kirk, but when you watch Brock Purdy, does he have the stuff to be the quarterback you're describing? Can he be good enough to carry this team if they have lesser talent?
You can win a Super Bowl with Brock Purdy. You can. And we've seen him, you know, take a team to the Super Bowl. So we know that. My only question is that, you know, obviously the talent that he was throwing to and had around him is probably not where it was a couple years back. So, yeah, gone is Debo, and I don't know if 49er fans are going to miss him or not. We'll see. But, you know, obviously Brandon Ayuk is going to be banged up for the early part of the season. We'll see what's about Juwan Jennings. But George Kittle and obviously Christian McCaffrey are going to have to be huge. Ricky Pearsall, hey, sorry, buddy, year two, you got to handle it. So Brock Purdy has to elevate the roster. That's what I think I'm kind of getting to, is that when you pay a quarterback that kind of money, you have to elevate the rest of the roster. Now, it doesn't matter, right? We've seen Patrick Mahomes do it. We've seen, obviously, Josh Allen has done it last year when, you know, they trade away Stephon Diggs and all that. So with all this roster reconstruction, Brock Purdy has to show that you can win a Super Bowl on my back and on my arm. I can do that. I believe that he can. Now, it just depends on just how healthy this team is going to be. And can they get through a full season, unlike what we saw last year, where it went bad. It went sideways pretty quickly at the end.
Kirk, you're a linebacker. I want to ask you about that spot with the 49ers and what you would have done in a perfect world. Whether it is, you know, Dre Greenlaw, who was coming off of an injury and they were chasing him in free agency, or what you feel about D. Winters, who is supposedly ready to step up and take that role alongside Fred Warner.
You know, I was surprised it took D. Winters this long, though, right? When I saw him at TCU when he was still in college, I'm like, man, this dude is a playmaker. And then when he gets drafted by the 49ers, you knew he was going to be the guy in waiting. And then at some point, he would take over that linebacking core. You know, Devondre Campbell last year comes in, and it was more because they didn't know about the status, obviously, of Dre Greenlaw. And we all know what happened with that. And then Greenlaw goes, you know, to Denver. And at the same time, I'm saying it's the winner's opportunity. I know he can play, and he's got one of the great mentors who is going to be on the opposite side of him in Fred Warner. You're not going to pay that amount of money to two linebackers. That's just, you don't see that in the league, in the NFL, my position. You tell me a team that's going to pay two linebackers that kind of money. And look, this isn't Navarro Bowman and Patrick Willis, right? Don't get it twisted. Like, this is a young up-and-coming player who we'll see. He'll have an opportunity right now, but Fred Warner is still the guy, and he can bring D along. And if he plays, you know, to the level that a lot of people envision for him, it will give a little bit of a relief to losing a guy like Dre Greenlaw, who was kind of the, let's call it, the heart and soul of a defense, right? Who brought the intensity. And so who's going to replace that outside of Fred Warner and Nick Bosa?
Yeah, they're going to need that motivational leader. Maybe it comes from the coordinator who returns home, Robert Saleh. How important is it to have an experienced coordinator, especially with a young defense?
Well, it's just all about teaching. How you got to teach and get guys up to speed. It's very important, especially a guy who knows the fabric, who knows the culture for the 49ers. And it's all about the buy-in. If you buy in, this is what's going to happen. You buy in, you're going to be put in some great situations, and you're going to make a ton of money. That's always, you know, for my ears, I get excited about that if I'm a young player. Robert Saleh has shown that. And I think that's the part that the young players are going to have to go in and just realize that, look, I am going to play. I'm not here just to wait around year, 2 years. No, Robert Saleh comes in with his expertise on that side of the ball. And I'm great to see him back where he, you know, where he kind of got started at with the Niners, you know, be getting guys and putting them in situations to go out there and be successful. I mean, I don't know if Fred Warner's the same player without, you know, a coach like, you know, Robert Saleh, who comes in and finds a way to, for a guy who didn't play off the ball linebacker to go out and do it. So a lot of things that go along with it. And I think you have to be excited about what Saleh is going to bring to that defense. And more important, like you mentioned, the intensity for this team, right? D'Amico Ryan's brought it, and I think it's back with Robert Saleh.
Kirk Morrison is with us, former NFL linebacker, broadcaster, now with us on Willard and Dibbs 95.7 The Game. Kirk, I tell you what, you know, you mentioned earlier in this conversation these quarterback tiers. You may have been referring to that article that came out in The Athletic earlier this week. So
yeah.
the 49ers schedule this year, I believe that if I've got this right, 13 of the 17 games will go against quarterbacks in tier three or lower. Are we right or wrong for saying that this is a crazy easy schedule?
No, I would say consider what the 49ers schedule has looked like in the past, being a division winner, or, you know, the division winner, but more important, like, you know, conference championship, Super Bowl. They've always played that first, second place type schedule. Now it's a little bit different. They're playing a last place schedule. I want to repeat that, man. They're playing a last place schedule. So you're going to play against some of the easier teams or teams from last year who weren't as good. And so the 49ers kind of have a little bit of an edge. At the end of the year, nobody's going to say, oh, they didn't play anybody. Just tell me what your record is. And so I think it's a little bit of relief for the 49ers this year than maybe in past years where they had to go through the gauntlet of some of these quarterbacks. This year, a little bit different. And if there's a year I want to break in a lot of young players and kind of retool my roster, definitely this would be the year for the Niners to do that with that schedule.
What's the toughest part of the learning curve of a rookie having to play defense in the NFL?
Angles, knowing your ability and the guy across from you's ability. That's what it is. I mean, a lot of times in college, you know, you're able to, you know, take a false step if you're a linebacker, or, you know, miss with your hands on the D-line, right? Or in the secondary, you know, misread a route and your speed can always catch up. In the NFL, everybody's good. And so that's the hardest thing, is learning how to get caught up to the speed, but more importantly, shifts and formations. And, oh, man, I trust me, the game didn't slow down for me until year three. So, like, I know I was out there playing. But the quicker you get out there and play, you realize – how teams want to attack you. You also get the understanding of your defense a little bit better, or offense, whatever it may be. And then you just really just lean in on the guys who've been there before. Lean in on your Fred Warners and Nick Bosa's. Lean in on Trent Williams. Lean in on Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle. Guys who have done it at a high level. I know when I was in my rookie year, I was lucky enough to have a Charles Woodson and a Warren Sapp and a Nnamdi Asuh. I had guys who were unbelievable football players, and I just soaked everything up like a sponge around those guys because I wanted to play right away early on. I did that, but to maintain that level of play is really how you do it. It's about being around the right guys.
Kirk, is Kyle Shanahan a good coach, a great coach, or an overrated coach?
I mean, Kyle's a good coach. He is a really good coach. Now, do you put him in the great? It's hard to do that without that Super Bowl win. Like, he's really, really good. And I was looking at this the other day because I was preparing for this week's game. And since Kyle Shanahan has taken over as the head coach of the 49ers, the Raiders are on their fifth head coach and fifth general manager, by the way. Just want to put that in perspective for people, right? So everyone has their problems. Every organization has their problems. And I hear for Niner fans. I still, you know, I'm always in contact with my buddies up in the Bay Area. And we're not going to win because Kyle Shanahan. And yeah, it's great, we win, but we're never going to win the big one. And I always say, well, look over here at some of these other teams. Look around your own division. outside of Sean McVay, it's, you know, coaches have come and gone. And your guy is still standing there. And why is that? Because they've been able to ride the wave of the NFL in terms of retooling a roster, going through different quarterbacks, getting younger when you need it, also maintaining the relationships with your older players. But it's all going to come down to play calling. It's going to come down to how your roster is tooled at the end of the year. And then you got to win the big ones. That's what it comes down to, man. So hopefully it's Brock Purdy. That's the guy, because I don't know if Jimmy G was the guy. I don't know. You know, Trey Lance, that experiment didn't go right, quite right. But I think you've got an opportunity to get this thing fixed. And I think he wins the Super Bowl at some point as a head coach of the 49ers. I don't know if it's this year, but I just love the way that they built it, and it's built in the right way. And it's almost like this. I don't want to be too long-winded, but it seems like they're kind of taking that Philadelphia Eagles model of the last couple of years. It's like, look, we got a quarterback. He wasn't a first-rounder, but he's our guy. He's taking us to a Super Bowl. We just got to get younger in some spots. And they've gotten younger, and now if that talent starts to play like we think they can, they've got a chance.
So who wins the NFC West this year, Kirk? I'm putting you on the spot.
Oh, man, watch out for those Arizona Cardinals. I'm just telling you, don't laugh.
Wait. Are you joking?
Hold on. You took a left-hand turn now, Kirk.
What did you just say to us?
Yeah, don't watch out for those Arizona Cardinals, man. I'm all in on Arizona this year. No one's talking about them.
Why?
But why? I love their offensive line. I love James Conner, who no one talks about as one of the better backs in all of the NFL. Marvin Harrison Jr. in year two. I think, look, I'm here and I love Brock Bowers, but man, right next to Brock Bowers is Trey McBride at the tight end spot. I love the additions that they have on defense. Will Johnson from Michigan, who they drafted in the second round, which is first round talent. Josh Sweat comes over from the Eagles. Now he's on that D-line with the Cardinals. He bring in the leadership of Calais Campbell. Look, if you ask me who wins the division, I think a lot of people will lean on Sean McVay and the Rams. But if my sleeper in that division right now is the Arizona Cardinals, who we know last year could have been in the playoffs had they not, you know, messed off a couple games at the end of the year. But don't be surprised if they're ahead of the Niners at the end of the year, because I'm not.
Okay. Do you have the Niners at least in a playoff spot or no?
No, I don't have them in the playoffs this year. I don't. I think that they missed just because of how good the whole NFC. I think this is how I look at it, fellas. There's seven teams that go to the playoffs in the NFC. And last year, it was the wild card teams were Washington, they were Minnesota, and then the last one was who am I drawing a blank on? The Minnesota Vikings.
It was the Packers.
Washington.
The Packers.
And the Packers.
Yes.
Yeah. Of those three, who are we taking out?
Minnesota. I'm
taking out Minnesota.
I'm taking out Minnesota. I don't think J.J. McCarthy's going to the playoffs in his first year.
And you're inserting who?
Well, first of all, I mean, I don't know that we can just automatically buy that all of those. I mean, maybe we're going to take out the Packers too. I don't know.
I mean, the Packers only lost to the Giants. I mean, they lost to the Eagles, and they lost to the Minnesota Vikings twice, and they lost to the Detroit Lions twice.
Right.
But if you take those three teams out of that, like the Eagles, I mean, the Packers had a really good season. I got a chance to look at that team over in Seattle last week. Oh man, they're not going to be make it easy on you. Now, can Sam Darnold rekindle that magic? I don't know. And I'm not trying to hedge my bets, fellas. It is so much unknown. Yeah. I don't want to give out the hot take. We're like, oh, I think this team is just like there are so many unknowns, and yet I can see it going so many different ways. Mm-hmm. Mike McDonald's defense.
No doubt.
Oh my goodness, they start playing football last year.
Kirk, I'll agree with you on that. I guess my point is what I think a lot of Niner fans keep falling back on, as you already talked about, is that schedule. Like what the Packers and the Vikings need to do is they need to play in that NFC North. And that alone is like more tough teams, at least on paper, than the Niners are going to face all year.
Right, man. It's going to be tough, man. I love it. It's just, you know, it's to me, the 49ers got to stay healthy. They always got a shot. They always do. But I think in a division right now, which I think is probably going to be one of the tougher divisions in the NFL, It really is. I look at it and say, I think Seattle's an unknown because of their quarterback, but yet their defense played great. Kyler Murray is really motivated. And the 49ers are right there on the verge of, you know, coming off of a year in which they didn't qualify for the playoffs. And yet you pay Brock Purdy, that's going to be the big question. Can Purdy live up to that contract now? He's got it now. So we want to see it.
Now you got to go do it. Kirk, hey, man, thank you for the time. We love having you, brother.
Yeah, anytime, guys. Appreciate it.
There it goes. Yep. Kirk Morrison with us here on Willard and Dibbs. I will say.
Oh, a little curveball there at the end.
A little curveball, but here's where I'm not going to say, like, agree or disagree. Here's what I will say about the NFC West. When we look at it, so many people right now seem to favor the Los Angeles Rams, and I get that. And I know that not many are looking at the Cardinals and the Seahawks, although there is some unknown there, and I don't think either of them are doormat-type franchises. The NFC West may not have the highest ceiling right now of all these divisions in football, but it's got a pretty high floor. So I don't know if any of the four teams are great, but I don't think any of the four teams are awful. I don't think you're going to see any of those four teams in the top seven in the NFL draft next year, for sure.
Agreed. That's my feeling. That you probably won't have the last place team with fewer than six wins. Maybe it's even more than that. Last year, the Niners were last at 6-11, so it's not that dramatically different. But if you look at the win totals, the over-unders for the four teams, I think even Arizona's sitting at 8 or 8.5, which means they're expected to be about a 500 club. So your point is well made. Like, you think about the AFC North, Baltimore is going to be great. Cincinnati should be good to very good. Pittsburgh's always good. And Cleveland, well, there's your doormat.
There you go.
And so you can go around every division. And even the AFC East, Miami looks to be regressing. And New England, I still think, is going to be a year away. But, you know, every other division, the NFC East, you've got the Giants. They're not very good. The AFC West is interesting because the Raiders could be better than we think.
Oh, I think they're all good.
Right.
I don't know if the Raiders are quote good, but I think, I mean, look, you have four wildly accomplished coaches in that division, and now you also have four very viable quarterbacks. I don't know where Geno Smith fits into all this, but he's not a joke. And Justin Herbert is talented. Bo Nix up and coming, and then you got Patrick. So, yeah, I agree with you. That division, to me, has probably the highest floor of any division in football
right
now.
The AFC West.
The AFC West.
Higher than the NFC West, even.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. And I sort of feel the Raiders are like, I mean, go to the NFC North. I'm not big on Minnesota this year, or not as big as others, but I think Chicago could be a little bit, they could get bumped up a little bit. Detroit is very good. Green Bay is very good. That's another division that sort of mimics the AFC West to me. It just doesn't have, unless I'm wrong about the Bears, it just doesn't have that sort of freebie. But the advantage that the Niners are going to have on these other three teams in the West, it's a small one at times, but it is real, is that schedule. So, for instance, go to Arizona. All of the same characteristics of the Niners' schedule, these other teams have to do them too. You're matched up with the AFC South, and you've got to play those other teams in your division. But then you get outside the box a little bit, and you'll notice, for instance, I would spotlight three things that Arizona needs to do that the Niners don't. Arizona needs to go to Dallas. Arizona needs to host Green Bay.
Yeah.
And Arizona needs to go to Cincinnati. Those are three plus opponents, and two of them are on the road. The Niners just don't have games like that on their schedule. Again, at least on paper.
Right. And, you know, I haven't looked at the full schedule stack, but they do have, they play the Niners, and then on a short week, they host Seattle. So that's a difficult back-to-back for the Cardinals. I know the Niners have a similar one where they take on the Rams on a short week on the road, but the Cardinals will have back-to-back divisional games, one here, and then the other one at home against the Seattle team that is always tough, and the Mike McDonald defense is going to be a challenge for just about everybody. And so when you start to look at the schedule, things don't always stack up great for Arizona, and I'm trying to find their bye even in here. Their bye is not until after they take on the Packers, so
yep.
Which helps them in their trip to Dallas, but
you know, look at Seattle's schedule. What do they need to do that the Niners don't need to do? Well, Seattle has to go to Pittsburgh. Seattle has to go to Washington, and then Seattle will host Minnesota. Again, I'm not high on Minnesota, but I could be wrong. A lot of people are. A lot of people think that they won't really miss too much of a beat. We'll see. But all of these teams, and then if you go to the Rams, what do they need to do that the Niners don't need to do? Well, the Rams have to, week three, go to Philadelphia. Week six, they have to go to Baltimore. And then week 15, they've got to host Detroit. So those are games. Each of these other teams in the division have three games that in theory are much more difficult opponents than what the Niners have to do in those slots.
Yeah.
And that's the advantage that they've got to they've got to grab that to at least come in second place and be in that wild card conversation.
Yeah, and hopefully they can go worst to first, but if they come in second in this division, it might be good enough to make the playoffs. Last year, no team, Mark, of the eight divisions went worst to first. And if you look at this year, there's eight teams, obviously, with a chance to go worst to first. And I think the Niners are the only one with a shot. You've got New England in that division trying to overtake Buffalo.
That would probably take a Josh Allen injury.
Cleveland at 3-14 has to get by three teams.
No.
The Titans at 3-14. They've got a shot,
I guess, but I mean, you know, rookie quarterback seems unlikely.
Raiders at 4-13 have got to get by three good teams.
No way.
The Giants were 3-14.
Not happening.
The Bears were 5-12. That's a tough climb. Yeah. Green Bay and Detroit are still really good. Minnesota's really good pending their quarterback. New Orleans went 5-12. They might have a shot if they find lightning in a bottle with their quarterback.
Yeah, I doubt it. I mean, I think Atlanta is going to be better, and Tampa is still going to be Tampa. They're
and then you get to the Niners. That's the last team that could go worst to first.
They definitely have the best chances of it. No, I mean, there's no question about it that if you were going to sort of rank the chances of a team to do that, that the 49ers have the best shot.
Before last year, it had happened in four consecutive seasons. Like, the worst to first thing happens almost every year. And some years it happens for two divisions. But last year, nobody did it. And this year, it does feel like the Niners are the only one with a live chance.
Yeah. I agree with that one. I mean, there will be surprise teams out there. Maybe the Bears will catch some lightning in a bottle. I got a lightning in the bottle guy, though, for the 49ers. I want to harken back to our conversation with Guy Haberman, who's calling games for the Niners this preseason. And again, the reason I want to play this is because I want people to know we didn't ask about this player. We didn't ask about any player. All we said to Guy was, hey, man, what's popping out there at Niners practice, joint practice in Vegas? What'd you see? And listen to the way Guy answers the question.
Ricky Pearsall looks good. I would say Ricky's one of my one of the highlights of watching practice for me every time I'm out, just because I was thinking about it today. If you showed up to practice and I said, hey, that guy caught 70 balls last year, you'd go, yeah, okay, that looks right. You know, he fits. He looks like he belongs.
So, again, unprompted, what'd you see? He goes right to Ricky Pearsall. I know everyone has the same thought. Kyle Shanahan even said it the other day as well. Ricky, stay healthy. You got to be on the field. But fingers crossed, since they basically took him off of that PUP list and put him out there, he's been stacking practices.
Yep.
And he's been doing a good job. And people have been loving the way that he looks out there. And I don't know. For me, that's a little bit of a calming force, knowing that no matter what happens here the rest of the month of August, something's going to be a little wobbly in the receiver room at least week one and two. I feel like at least week one and
probably
two.
Probably three as well.
Even if it goes perfectly, even if you get Ricky and Juwan, it's going to be a little bit bare after that. But I think you can keep it together and move this down the road to week three and four, get DeMarcus Robinson back, and then you start thinking about getting Ayuk back. But provided that Ricky can be ready to go full bore week one, I don't know, man. I think he can play that role, knowing that Kittle and McCaffrey are on the field as well. I think he can be your 7-8 catch guy.
Yeah, and you need Juwan to also be out there for me because he is such a great blocker as a wide receiver in the run game.
Sure.
And Ricky had a good blocking year last year based on the Pro Football Focus numbers that they put out. But, you know, 7-8 catches, You don't need to be that every game. If you can be 5 catches a game, that gets you to 85 catches on the year. I think you take it. Like, if you average 5 catches a game, you're an 85 catch guy. You're probably around 1,200 yards, 8 touchdowns. That would be a fantastic year for anybody.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first full year, and I know you're talking more in a general sense, but first full year for Pearsall. But I'm a believer. I love what I saw late last year. The reports are consistent that the chemistry is absolutely there between Brock and Ricky and has been throughout the offseason. I think that both those players want to keep one another accountable. I think that those conversations have taken place with one another. And so, yeah, that's my guy. That's my guy. And he's the reason that I think the wide receiver core with the 49ers, while not in a great space, I don't know. I think it's in a better space than people make it sound.
We'll see. And depends on Jawan's calf and his contract. Depends on DeMarcus Robinson's suspension length. And just doing a little bit more reading on that. If they're appealing the suspension, it might be because it's coming down at more than 3 games. And there could
maybe that would be odd.
Well, if it was just 3, why would you appeal? Because that's the boilerplate standard garden variety. Because, you get 3.
Because why not? Because maybe there are some sort of quirky aspect of this that they wanted to argue.
Well, maybe it's because they're looking at 4 or 5 because, and I'm looking at some of the extenuating circumstances such as a high blood alcohol or driving 100 miles an hour, which is what he was doing.
Yeah, but
these are things that they can look at and say, oh, you get 4 for that.
Right. I mean, Addison, his original charge was even worse, and they played it down and pled to a lesser charge, and then he got 3 games. That would surprise me if he got more, but who knows? I don't know. Here's what I do know. Remember about a half hour ago, I'm like, Lucas, we got the green light to tell everybody about what's going to happen next week?
And he said, give you 30 seconds, and it's been a half an hour.
Yeah. Maybe he meant minutes.
Okay.
But we got the green light.
Okay.
So stay right where you are.
Out with it.
Yeah. No. Oh, coming up next.
Okay.
Sponsored by the American Cancer Society on Willard and Dibbs.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports. Other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
To turn your life around, you have to first turn your hat around.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
I mean, it was very well played radio. That's Colin Cowherd's voice. And that was talking all about quarterbacks who did interviews with their hat backwards. Who was the guy he was coming after? Carson Wentz?
I think it was Baker.
Is it Baker?
Pretty sure.
I think it might have been Wentz.
I'll double check for you.
He had already come after Baker for 100 other things. Although I think maybe both of them wore a backwards hat. Whew, that one got people going.
I don't find the offense. Like, sunglasses indoors, it doesn't bother me. Hats at the dinner table, that's from my parents. Like, you would not wear your hat at the dinner table. If you had a hat on, frontwards, backwards, sideways, didn't matter. That's off at the dinner table.
Oh, I don't do that.
Well, my parents did, so,
yeah.
You know, we kind of carried that tradition on as younger people.
I mean, we do a pretty good job of sitting down as a group to eat dinner, but my parents had a very, very clear, like, the TV is off. The TV is off. Unless it's a special something like an event or whatever. Like, it used to be a thing. Like, hey, Mom, can we actually have the TV on during dinner tonight? Okay, special treat. TV can be on. But then, you know, now we'll sit down to dinner. I'll be like, hey, turn the TV off. And they'll look at me and they'll go, volume off. And
it's a negotiation sensation is what it is.
I go, TV off. Come on, Dad. Volume off.
TV off, laptop on.
Exactly.
The only time I was allowed to leave the dinner table as a kid was during halftime highlights. Howard Cosell, because you didn't get to see the other games.
You didn't know.
It was the only time to see Roger Staubach and the Dallas Cowboys.
In that, what a wonderful thing. I mean, Joe, hear what Dibs just said, and I know a lot of you listening, you know exactly what he means, but you and I have gone from, you needed to wait until 7:30 at night on Monday to find out what happened in Pittsburgh the day before.
Just to see two or three plays.
And here we are, and sometime within the next 2 weeks, we're going to have the guy on who literally sits on our television set all Sunday and shows us every single play that happens anywhere ever as it's happening.
7 hours.
Incredible.
And even sometimes if I'm out and about, because, you know, life, you can't always devote 7 hours on your Sunday. If I'm doing things, I record the red zone, and I will watch the every touchdown montage no matter what. That is appointment viewing. So even if I'm not able to watch 7 hours of unadulterated NFL football, you watch the touchdown montage, and it's like, yeah, I got my fill right there.
Yeah, absolutely. All right, and speaking of sitting around watching a ton of football, speaking of that, green light, I want to let everybody know what we're going to be doing next week that involves you, an opportunity for you to come have a really good time and partially with us, but mainly not with us, with your people.
Your people?
You don't need to have fun with us. This is our people, but you can have some fun with your people. And then we'll be there too, you know, kind of if you want us to be.
Sure.
But if you don't want us to be, then we won't. It's all up to you. Every single day next week on Willard and Dibs, you will have the opportunity to qualify, okay? And yes, you can qualify 5 times. You can just qualify each time every day. We'll be having a keyword that we'll give out, a different word each day. But each day you'll have that opportunity to qualify to have your fantasy football draft and party hosted at Splash, the incredible sports bar and restaurant right next to Chase Center. But you don't just have it there. You have it there on Wednesday, August 27th with us. We'll do our show there, and then we'll come over to your draft and make fun of your picks.
That's not nice.
On the house.
Oh, that's free.
That's free. You eat nachos. We make fun of you. You and your friends are sitting there doing your draft on us at Splash.
Bay Area, it's Keith Santos here. Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
Exactly.
So I took a kicker in the fifth round.
It's
Guy,
possible.
What's it to
you? We're working behind the scenes to see if Guy can come to your draft and say that to you. Hey, Bill, your picks a stink.
Hey, listener, this is Guy Santos. Your picks a stink.
And he'll wait until like the sixth round or something. He won't say that after the first. But anyway, you have that opportunity by listening next week.
Chuck from Los Gatos, this is Kevon Looney. Your pick stinks.
So you'll have
Bay
that
opportunity. It's Kevon Looney.
There he is.
Hey, Dibs, your picks stink.
So I took a defense in the eighth round. Kevon, what's it to you?
I mean, boy, he said that to you, and then he got shipped off to New Orleans.
Better watch yourself, and Warriors.
You're still here.
Will Richard. Better not come for me.
Anyway, yeah, you can have your draft at Splash on Wednesday, August 27th. You and all your friends are going to be hosted down there, have your draft. There'll be a party. There'll be food. We'll be doing our show down there from 2 to 6 and then hang out with you a little bit. Again, only if you want us to. We can crumple up napkins and throw it at you as you pick or whatever. We can eat your food if you want us to. Whatever. So anyway, it's going to be a whole thing. And you have your opportunity to win your way in coming up every single day next week on Willard and Dibs. Ladies and gentlemen, it is fantasy draft time.
It's incredible. And the only caveat is we want you to be able to have your draft that day. If you could,
yes,
just make sure that you and your other fantasy football owners are available to draft on the 27th,
right? The
27th, yeah. So 2 weeks from yesterday, that's kind of... It's kind of a big deal.
Well, I mean, I'd add this. You know this. It's very difficult with any group to have all 12 of you available, especially on a Wednesday. So it's not like everybody will need to be there. Some schmuck's going to be on Zoom or texting you the picks. That's fine. But if you have, for instance, like if I were out in this world and I was trying to like win my way into this, my high school fantasy draft, literally, there are four of the 12 of us who are in the Bay Area.
That's it.
Eight of us are like, the majority of us aren't even in the state of California. I'm not going to try to come win this prize because nobody's flying from North Carolina in order to come to the fantasy draft. But if you're available and you can get the majority of your peeps over to Splash with that kind of lead up, August 27th, still a little bit less than 2 weeks away, then hey, this is for you, and I can promise you it'll be fun. The food is really good. We'll have a great time out there. And, dude, everybody loves the draft. I got one in on Saturday.
This Saturday, wow.
We are, like, I was grinding last night on the laptop. I'm grinding during one of the breaks, reading all the emails from Matthew Berry, getting all the info.
Do you know where you're picking?
I do not. I will find out tomorrow night. I did find out where I will be in my high school draft, which is still a week and a half away. I will be number 9.
In
number
10
nine.
Or 12 person.
12. How are we feeling about number 9?
9 out of 12 better than 9 out of 14.
Well, yeah.
Lucas, I'm being told we're going to have a 14 person draft. Is that
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Confirmed?
At least.
Wait, what?
Wait, at least?
What?
What, do we have two divisions?
I don't want to turn people away. We want everybody to feel involved at this station.
Wait, who's in that wasn't in before?
We have a couple new employees.
Cam.
Steven Risotto.
Okay.
Rice.
You can't kick people out? Kick people out.
I don't think there's anyone.
Let's do, it'll be relegation sensation.
Who That's
came
a buck.
In, yeah, who came in 11th and 12th last year?
I think Lubman.
All right, he's out. Sam's out. Who else?
Well, we're adding Zach.
Okay, good. I like Zach. Are we going to add Shasky?
He won.
Great question.
Huge TBD.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah.
If we have a 16-team league, there aren't enough weeks where you would play everyone. It's an unbalanced schedule.
Because
don't you
fine.
Go,
that's
isn't
fine.
It 14 weeks and then you get into playoffs?
Here comes Dibs with his idea that last year I came in ninth. I want a ninth place schedule.
And you know what?
I mean, for crying out loud.
Give me a lot of Lubman and a healthy dose of Spadoni. That's what I'm talking about.
It doesn't really work that way when every team gets redrafted anyway. So who the hell knows who's going to be good or not?
I would love if you instituted, Lucas, the $10 to the high scorer for the week and $10 you have to pay if you're the low scorer for the week. It's always a fun extra wrinkle. Get you doing some collecting.
That is fun. I am thinking because it's so many teams, I think we're going to pay like money back minimum. So the number one overall team in the regular season. So the number one seed.
Oh yeah, they gets should. Something. They should get something. I agree with that. That's
like
a good
the regular
idea.
Season champ.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I didn't realize that we were gonna have a, you know, more right. the merrier type draft. Let's
a 20 team league.
Let's do it.
And while we're talking through it,
round two, I'm taking Kyle Juszczyk.
A fun thing.
What are we doing?
That's funny.
A thing that separates our roster construction in this league is I added an extra flex just to, you know, for people to be able to show off their knowledge a little
That's
more.
That's a flex.
We're going to take away one of those with so many teams, a little more normal construction on the rosters. All
right. What are you doing, Granny? What's about to happen on the radio?
Did you guys hear Bill Romanowski on with the Morning Roast earlier today?
I heard a little bit of him, yeah.
Well, we'll hear the full thing coming up next.
Okay, beautiful. Here comes Romo, and it's all brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. You want to do it again tomorrow?
I'll get back to you.
All right.
It's my birthday.
I know it is.
Maybe I'll just like call in sick and go play golf.
Don't do that.
Especially now that I've said it on the air.
I'll have something for you.
I'll be here.
All right. For Dibs, for Granny, for Lucas, I'm Mark. Shoot your shot. It's all you got.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit SmileGeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.